Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Brandon Weatherby. And standing and sitting near me are...
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda what?
Meow.
Leon.
Colleen Moore.
Colleen, related to Jay Moore. And...
James's
Fritz's. And we're doing a podcast, and we're gonna talk and stuff abortions the whole time. We're gonna stuff abortions the whole time. That is the greatest gift a man could give, a stuffed abortion. Which is a baby. A stuffed abortion.
This Labor Day.
That's the worst gift.
Is that like haggis?
It's like haggis.
Kinda. Do we bake it in an oven and then eat it later?
Pickle pigs.
It could be pickle, it could
kimchi.
Be raw. Kimchi, what's that?
What?
What's kimchi?
You never had kimchi?
Well, what is it? Maybe I have.
It's cabbage.
Cabbage.
Fermented cabbage.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, I thought that was
Korean.
Like,
ooh.
I thought that was that bitch from Charlie Angels.
Kimchi? That's,
Are you doing Bernie Mac impersonations right now?
In respect.
I
Wait,
don't know.
Rip?
It's, do I sound racist?
Yeah, that's Lucy Liu, actually. You were
right. Yeah, Lucy Liu.
It's Lucy Liu, not kimchi. Well, then that might have been...
So Lucy Liu is in a cabbage dish.
Kimchi is what the karate she did in the movie.
Wow.
That was her character name in Lucky Number Slevin.
No, it wasn't. I saw the movie, not bad.
Slut the fuck up.
James, you just recorded an album. How was that experience?
Well, it was good. Someone gave me a blank disc... And I made a pretty sweet mix.
What's on that mix?
Well,
let's get to the nitty gritty band.
Is Jay Roddy Ronston. And
did you tape a cassette to CD?
Did you go cassette to tape to CD to tape again? Back to CD.
I know you lost me. Reel to reel.
Yeah. You went to Steve Albini's studio to make your mixtape.
Yeah. It was I heard good. He just emailed me. He's such a cool guy.
He's a cool dude. He put microphones all over the room for you.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen, you don't live in this fair city.
Sure don't.
And this city isn't fair.
It's F-A-R-E. You pay a lot of fares. It's expensive
wait,
to live in Chicago.
No, wait. Do it again. This city isn't fair. Just say it again.
Oh, I'm taking direction from you now?
She's directing a podcast.
Just do it.
This city isn't fair.
All right, Colleen, that wasn't worth it.
Not a
that,
professional comedian.
That didn't
like
pick
some
up.
Some people who have albums.
I reside.
Called Deflated. James Fritz Deflated will be out on iTunes soon.
Ooh.
I reside in
soon.
Elgin.
Why do you live in Elgin?
That's where I grew up.
So?
I'm moving here.
A lot of people grew up in the Klan. Should we all live in the Klan?
Sure, if that's where you grew
James.
Up.
James.
James. Retort.
Retort me.
Well, I still live in my mother's womb.
That's
because,
nice.
That's where I grew up.
And that was your Christmas gift and Labor Day gift.
To get out.
What is that voice?
I don't know. I've been doing a voice. Oh, it's the fucking lady from the Target in the
oh,
Kristen
no,
Wiig.
Oh,
fuck.
It.
Oh, that's horrible.
I just saw MacGruber. That was great. Did you see
really?
It?
Was
it?
It
was
great.
Really
MacGruber
was great.
It was great. It was the perfect
Did
film.
Did you watch
ever.
It?
Didn't like it.
I tried to illegally download it, but and I only made it like 20 minutes in before I fell asleep. But like,
well,
it had Val Kilmer in it,
yeah.
which was promising.
Val Kilmer was
I
fun.
Will tell you all
that Val Kilmer.
All of Kristen Wiig's characters are horrific.
Yep.
Really?
Jilly.
Well, I usually like her in movies, but I hate
Jilly?
Her on SNL.
What
you just like Adventureland. That's all it is.
I like Adventureland.
That's
I
it?
Liked her little part in Knocked Up. She was good in that little part.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Listen.
Aha!
But that's because that wasn't a character. Unless
no, it
was
a character.
A frigid bitch.
It was a character in a movie. That's a character. And more interesting than, I'm crazy
hey,
and I work at Target.
She doing that then on us.
Target lady!
Oh, okay, you know, wait. I'm sorry.
And
Please,
isn't
don't
she,
make me sing.
And isn't she doing
bitch.
Shit with, like, the tiny
don't make
hands?
Me sing.
Like, she's basically
yeah.
doing, like, old
Actually,
Rachel Dratch bits.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah she is. Except
she's
sort of,
doing over, not as funny. Dratch
was
funnier.
Did you see the live 30 Rock?
Yes.
It was good.
Hey, am I the only one
it
was,
that... It was
good.
That.
I liked it a lot.
Wait a minute. Am I the only one that remembers that 30 Rock was supposed to have Rachel Dratch
yes.
as Jenna Mulrooney?
Yes.
And then they were like,
they made
she's
a wise
too
choice.
Ugly. And they were like, Jenna
no,
Mulrooney
No, they made a wise
be
choice.
In.
Colleen, do they have 30 Rock in Elgin?
Yeah, what's
they,
that
yeah,
like?
They do.
They do. How
it's
is
a,
it?
No, they just go to a field and look at 30 Rocks.
Deflated, everybody, on iTunes soon. That's a taste of what you'll get from Deflated.
That is not on the CD. That's a podcast.
That's a podcast exclusive. Oh.
Hey, wait, James. On
what?
The,
hi, I'm right
on,
here.
On the cover. On the poster I've seen is you on, I'm assuming, a deflated air mattress. Yep. Is that the one that you sleep on every night?
That was a stage mattress.
Oh. Yeah, was that a stage mattress?
No, that was a real one.
Much are you sleep? Are you still on an air mattress?
For the premises of that bit, yes.
In life. In life now.
No, now I'm on a real...
Quote and unquote.
Now I'm on a real mattress on a floor in a basement.
It's a real mattress.
Are you going to get a bed frame?
What do I look like?
You
look like a successful community.
You should
community.
Get a bed skirt.
What?
You look like a successful TV show, which is the lead-in to The Office.
Community.
Is it?
Yeah,
NBC's comedy's amazing?
Thursday
isn't?
Night lineup?
Aren't they great?
I need a drink if I'm going to do this.
By the way, we're recording in the evening. In the what? Very late.
Do you do a lot of morning podcasts, Brent?
I'd say about half. I do half of a podcast. And I'm watching
half
World. Do you think? I like half casts. I don't know what I'm talking about right now. I'm going to miss you guys. I'm moving to D.C.
No!
I know. It's because I need to get far away from Elgin.
Yay!
Yeah. Colleen, I think you... Open another! I think you need to get away from Elgin.
I'm going to. I'm moving here.
Nope, I like the
March.
Distance.
March 1st. I will be in the city.
It's Sleepy Hollow!
It's Sleepy
Hollow? No.
For our Halloween listeners, Sleepy Hollow!
Oh, I wish it was like Halloween Town there. It's not at all.
What?
Halloween.
Yeah. You want me to plug the show?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I like to do plugs at random moments.
I just like when she goes to the other bar.
Really?
I like when she goes in a bar and Don Pardo's at Sleepy Hollow!
That was so proper.
We're doing a
our live show, October 25th, Monday at 2319 West Belmont.
Dude, that's
you meet everybody live, folks.
Listen
with?
To this live what? And Elizabeth Moore.
Love those pods.
Sean Flannery.
Love those pods.
And Old Man Benton is going to tell us a
what
ghost story.
What does YMTE stand
it's called
for.
You Meet Them Everybody. You Meet Them Everybody.
You haven't
everybody.
Thought of a witty retort it could otherwise mean?
Nope.
That's it.
Your mom
thrusts everywhere.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
That was on the spot. But he didn't write that. I love it.
Listen, I love improv, okay?
It's your
sure.
biggest passion.
It's
we've talked about
what I grew up on.
Ah, sure.
I wanted to be two things when I grew up. An improv comedian.
A liar.
And Andre Dawson. So I'm trying to combine those worlds and doing a talk show.
You're closer to Dawson.
I live in Chicago. I have really bad knees.
You take a lot of pictures with hawks on your shoulder.
I love hawks.
Did you train to catch hawks?
Nope, I'm just the hawk. That's my one jersey I own. Andre Dawson, everybody. Number 8.
I just got a
Hall of Famer.
I just got a vision of the worst superhero ever. You just got, I am the hawk.
He's not wearing anything.
No.
He just walks outside and goes, I'm the hawk.
I'm the hawk. Colleen, do they have
just
hawks
a naked
in...
guy out in his backyard going, here,
you have hawks in Elgin? Two hawks sounds like a very dangerous land. They don't have hawks in Chicago.
Do those hawks
no
steal
hawks
babies?
Baby
all
hawks.
Still baby.
No do black hawks.
Black hawks steal babies.
Wait, there's no black hawks?
Is that because you're racist?
Oh, why can't there be a black hawk? Andre Dawson was
you do
was
live
a black
in Elgin.
Hawk. Andre Dawson was the first black hawk.
He was the only black hawk. In my
Elgin,
book.
They hate blacks.
Dustin Buffen was number 2.
We're going to get
breaking
sued
news.
By Elgin. We're going to get sued by the city of Elgin.
The city of Elgin doesn't have computers.
That's true.
They just don't want to house the blacks.
They get everything 3 years
they
after.
They FEMA the blacks.
They'll let them walk around.
Like, you guys can sleep on the benches.
You guys.
You people.
There are no black ladies.
On the benches.
In Elgin.
Sorry, there will
only
be two.
To take care of
number 1,
people.
We're a sexist town. Number 2, we're a racist town.
Number I want to be more racist than sexist. Sit down, George.
George Jefferson.
So wait a minute, you should be right at home, James.
Why is that?
Because you're from Kentucky.
Oh, I know. All right. Really? Well, you're welcome for Hunter S. Thompson. You.
I don't literate. Think I am
he's
welcome.
He's from Kentucky?
Yeah.
In Elgin?
We've given the world a
both.
What else? What else do you got?
That's about it.
That's
George
it?
Clooney.
Hunter
really?
Elgin
bourbon. Bourbon. Bourbon.
No, oh, and bourbon.
No, that's Tennessee.
No, no, fuck you. Bourbon has to be. can't legally be called bourbon unless it's made in Kentucky.
Legally, eh?
Didn't you say that?
Are you a lawyer?
The official drink of
Brandon, didn't you
the official drink of this country, by the way.
Me.
Bourbon?
Yeah. I need it.
Congress passed something in like the 20s or something. It's the official drink of America.
But everything Congress passed in the 20s was a bad idea.
What's the official
everything? Yeah, it led to the Great Depression.
Roads.
Nope.
Who was turning it?
That was the teens.
Was that the teens?
The super highway, like the highway system or roads in general?
No, the first, not the idea of roads.
The first highway ever from coast to coast was in 19.
There we go.
Was in 1912, and the highway system was created in the late 40s.
That makes sense because I remember watching Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and which I love.
Listen, this makes sense.
Toontown.
There's all these cartoons.
And he had this whole idea for the super highway.
The freeway.
Which was my dick.
And there's the freeway, and they're like, no Mike one's going to drive those, right. Right.
Mike Leibowitz.
And yeah,
so
weird,
I was just thinking about this the other
40s.
Day.
It's about 30s, 40s.
You were thinking about this the other day?
I was.
Were you in a fever dream?
I was in a car with Junior Stavka.
Why does everything
same thing.
Let's take the toy.
That's a fever dream.
And I honestly had the thought of the freeway and then Roger Rabbit. I did.
I watched that movie at least 7 times a day.
Great story.
Wow.
It's the great. Yeah, no.
I did too. I did too.
I had it on VHS.
Wow. What? You didn't own the reels. You didn't own the film itself.
Although I could do the whole dance that she did.
What's the dance?
Do it. Do it. I know it's a podcast, but like, do it.
We can make it a video podcast.
Do it.
With some good animation.
No, because I don't have
no, I'm a wallflower.
I don't have the cartoon.
I like the wallflower second album.
Rabbit.
Did
you like that album?
I'm trying to make a woman dance.
I like the wallflower.
I do too. Jacob Dylan, everybody. Jacob Dylan.
Son of?
Me.
Roger Rabbit.
Son of Sam. Sam Malone. He was son of
Sam Malone.
He was a very smooth man. He goes, Dad, I don't want to be a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. And Sam Malone said, I don't care. I'm a bad father.
Yep.
I'm going to now marry Whoopi Goldberg. And once that happened, Jacob Dylan said, that's enough, Dad.
And then Bob Dylan and Whoopi had a baby, and they named him Jamiroquai.
And then he danced in a room that didn't really move.
Yes, he was in a fever dream with Junior Stavka, which leads us back to the highway.
And big rats.
Do you have the information superhighway in Elgin?
We have everything Chicago has.
You have AOL?
Oh, you have everything Chicago has.
Everything.
Without the buildings.
Without the buildings and people.
Do you have Marianne?
Do you have Hope?
What's her name?
Merciano.
No, that's Fox News. Who's the redhead?
The redhead Marianne.
No, who's the redhead on Channel 5 and on Chicago Tonight?
Marianne
Rice Cub.
No.
By the way, Colleen looks exactly like her.
Spitting image, and she spits a lot.
She's a spitting image.
Like a camel.
Carol Marine.
That's not Marianne. That's
Mary Lynn.
She stores a lot of spit in her second hump.
Do you
trust me, listeners?
She's a camel.
Do I what?
Are there a lot of humps in Elgin?
A lot of humps?
Hey, you hump. Moving like, along.
What
exactly do you mean by humps?
The Black Eyed Peas song.
My humps?
My humps. About
my
Elgin.
My lovely lady lumps.
Oh, lady lumps.
It's like, about the city of Elgin.
Is it a city or a town?
It's a city.
Speed bumps. Slow down.
Oh, I thought that was a song about breast cancer.
Oh, yeah. We don't have too many speed
They are lovely.
In Elgin.
It's actually about lumps.
Oh,
anywhere.
By the way,
lady
listener.
Lady lumps. What
any female hobo in Elgin.
Hey. Oh, hey.
Galore. Oh, I know. I met Lady Lumps.
Oh, is she a nice lady?
Yeah.
Does she work at that chocolate store?
She hangs out at the bar across the street from the Metro, and she yells at you.
The Metro?
That is not Elgin.
Oh, Metro, not Metro.
Metro.
Oh, Metro train station.
I thought there was like
that's New York.
60 clubs.
No, there's a Metro train.
Metron, not
Metro. Metron.
No one said that.
Metronpopolis.
Is this just a podcast where we think of words and go on our own tangent?
Yes, it's actually
George Papalopoulos.
Oh, what's that?
Was
that
the
game
dad?
Show? The
Greeks
network?
Own Elgin.
In, the secret.
Is that true?
Dude, is that true?
That is true.
Is my big fat Greek wedding about Elgin?
That's Chicago.
That was shot in Toronto.
She's from Chicago.
So is my dad.
He's in Juliet. Where
Mike,
I'm from.
Your dick is not from Chicago.
Mike
your
Leibowitz, dick is everybody. From Chicago. My dick is from Chicago. That's why I'm leaving.
Mine's from Juliet.
To get away from your
I'm
dick.
Sick of
it. Get away from Leibowitz.
Good times, everybody. Good times in the audio format of a podcast. Audio format filling space with talk. Do you like the McLaughlin?
Why did you turn into a retarded robot there?
Don't be scared.
Space with talk. Podcasting. Fire. Ears.
That's actually just, it's cutting out.
What?
No, that doesn't make sense because you can't say great spaced out. You have to get rid of, you shouldn't do one syllable words if you're pretending the microphone's going out.
He's always coaching.
You say xylophone.
You ruined
xylophone.
You ruined it.
I own.
Exactly.
Oh, good
figure
job.
It out, listen.
Good job.
Are you listening?
Give me another one. Give me another
more than two syllables. You can have
Shanghai.
The
Say
hi!
Or hi, exactly!
Well, he must have meant Shanghai. He said hi.
Exactly.
Cancer.
What? That wasn't... You... No! By the way, everybody, breast cancer was created to sell pink hoodies.
Sure was.
So, thanks a lot, ladies, for your lovely lady lumps.
Yeah, you
thanks
can
a
get
lot
it too,
for making
way.
Our football players look like faggots.
Yeah. I'm sick of faggot football players.
You can get it too, you know.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Try harder.
Yes, you can.
Yes, we can.
I haven't heard
that. Si se puede.
Really?
Men can get breast cancer.
Yeah. Dudes can get breast
no.
cancer.
And women can get prostate cancer.
Because you technically have boobs. You have boobs.
I have lady lumps.
Stop calling
Brandon,
me fat.
You got boobs.
I got
oh,
tits.
Oh, snap.
I heard
no,
that
she
was
did.
Like men have nipples, though.
Huh?
What?
No, boobs can get
what?
I mean, yeah.
What?
Boobs
what?
Can get it.
I heard.
Female
boobs can get nipples?
In a study.
I disagree. Next topic.
Genocide car.
Which beetle is most fab?
Wait, we're calling back 23-year-old SNL bits now?
Oh, come on.
No, oh, that show's still on.
You know it?
He's still doing
oh,
that.
I know it.
Who knows that? That was
Dana Carvey
that
knows
is
it.
That is the best one.
Played
is he dead?
Yeah.
No.
John McLaughlin? No.
He might as well be.
That show is still on. He's still doing the same thing he's been doing for 35
years.
I think Max Headroom is a documentary about the McLaughlin group.
That's
that is really the best bit where he goes, which Beatles is
the
most fab?
That's the best bit ever.
Which one is it? Paul? Ringo?
Wrong! They're all equally fab.
Nailed it.
If you can't
for
hear,
the listener at home.
If being pleased with oneself made a sound, it would have sounded like this. Yeah! I'm the best ever!
That is my favorite skit on SNL.
Skit?
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, if they were here to hear you call it a skit.
They go, oh, they're all
who's they?
Fab.
It's a sketch.
Someone will get it. Who's listening?
Women.
They're cast on
Damon SNL. Wayans?
Women.
Sean Wayans, actually.
Marlon Wayans.
So no, it's Sean. Sean.
Do you require your listeners?
Tim Robbins.
No, Sean.
Do you require your
Sean
listeners?
Sean Penn.
Yes.
To get off their OCD medication before they listen to a podcast?
Yeah, because if they don't, this all just sounds like...
Because my brain's blown and I'm fucking here.
It all sounds like flubber.
I want a fan to just show up one day with like 18 poster boards connecting every single time from one episode. And then go, will you sign this? And then I'll just nod.
And then he'll be like, I have a gun with one bullet in it. And then I'll line your head up next to his, and it'll kill you both.
You want to be a real fan?
Kill me!
Buy a poster!
Actually, yeah.
I do want to be so famous I get murdered.
Yeah,
that's when you know you've made it.
Not just murder from somebody that's been on the show. You did me wrong. 18 people don't like me now.
No, no,
no.
Like someone you've never met. Yeah.
I love you. No!
Yeah.
Let's kill me.
That is really the best form of flattery.
Sean Flattery will be
Sean
the
Flattery.
Guest this Monday at the Hood Rage.
Sean Flattery.
When they love you so much that they have to kill
that,
you.
Yeah, you can't even exist
much.
Anymore.
Exactly.
You're too beautiful for this world.
No. It's like, oh, God, you're like a butterfly in a cocoon.
And
oh,
the bar is
beautiful.
Our cocoon.
Oh, it's beautiful. Although we do have posters for sale, folks. How much are they, Brandon?
$5
posters. They're a lovely poster.
They are a lovely poster.
If you come
yes,
to the brain.
Yes,
if you come to the brain, you can peel them off the walls and have them for
no,
free.
You can buy them from us. Stop trying to get them for free.
That's what I did, and I decorated my
what?
Kitchen.
Don't tell them.
You can buy them for $5 and help out. You meet them, everybody. But you should come. Monday, October 25th.
Where do the proceeds go?
To you, me, them, everybody. Where else are they going to fucking
what
go?
What is that?
To really? Posters?
It's a Chicago culture podcast.
Oh,
and
what?
We're actually having our live show here at
a
the
Chicago
Hungry Brain 2319 West Belmont.
Oh, it's a CCP.
With author Anna Elizabeth Moore, comedian Sean Flannery, and...
Did you say hand?
Old man Benton telling the ghost story. Just in time for Halloween.
Former guests include...
21 and over.
30 Rock writer Hannibal Buress.
Thank you.
No?
No, no, we don't like him.
No, that was a...
That was a real
is
show?
Is it because you're white?
Listen,
no, it was just a show.
Is your racism eye.
Former guests include John Langford, Thomas Connor,
nice
who was sometimes pop critic. Some dude named James Fritz. I don't know who the fuck that is. But who else was on here?
Me!
And Brendan Weatherby.
And me.
And James's Fritz's.
James's Fritz's. I don't know anything about James.
You guys haven't seen.
But James's Fritz's.
I've been in the lab the last couple weeks making some new Fritz's. I can't wait to see it.
Is it like, is it going to be like Austin Powers?
And then at the end.
Michael Keaton, who was in Multiplicity,
is
also on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, which is my favorite show.
Have you seen, what's
the
puppet?
But they're adorable. They're like those
Black Baby Doctor?
What?
Oh, yeah. Black Baby Doctor. We have surprises for you.
No.
Here's Black Baby Doctor.
Speaking of Multiplicity.
Yeah, if you actually
speaking of visual gigs.
Gags?
No, gigs.
Yeah.
Visual gigs. We're just puppets. We don't talk.
All right.
We're very big.
For those of you listening, I'll try to help you. I need help, and I'm here.
Describe.
I want black.
They
sex,
just reached into
doctor.
The ceiling and picked out an old, dirty hand puppet.
He's not dirty.
That came. No, not because he's black, but like the actual puppet is filthy. It's up in the ceiling of this bar.
It's called the attic.
I'm surprised you didn't come out with a rat.
A rat.
A rat.
The band Rat, them? With two T's, everybody.
They might be up there.
If you Google Rat, use two T's.
You will get
Tootie.
From Facts of Life, Life, a board game we all played. The band sitting next to me.
A cereal we grew up with.
I like Black Baby Doctor.
Hey!
Hey. You're yelling at me all
you
can
day. Say black.
You just can't say baby doctor.
He just hears the word.
Don't
He's
say
like, hey!
Baby doctor.
Don't say baby doctor. That's racist.
Can I get a black and tan? Hey! Shut up. You could get a tan.
Oh my god. I didn't even know it had a mustache.
Oh, that's creepy as shit.
That's a basic black baby.
That doll. Doesn't make it baby at all.
No, that's why.
That's just a voodoo doll. Voodoo is
why do you call him a baby? Nothing about him is baby.
Because it's tiny.
Look at its face.
Cause
like
that's
baby.
A man's face.
Because the last thing you fisted was a child?
It's a baby's face with a mustache.
What?
No, that's a man's face.
Really? What man's
what baby has a mustache unless they're Mexican?
He looks like that guy.
This Mexican, everybody. Esmeralda is Mexican.
This baby is Belize.
It looks like
the baby's Belize.
No, it looks like Tommy Davidson.
It does.
Who was on in Living Color.
Tommy Davidson in our next live show.
And who is also colored.
As a puppet.
Oh, I thought that's where you were going.
Co-star of Booty Call featuring my favorite comic and yours, Jamie Foxx.
I can't wait till you have to edit this post.
I'm not going to edit anything.
Oh, it's going to
let it ride. Listen, I don't believe in editing, and I don't believe in comedy.
Let's get
in the I don't believe in gravity.
But I believe in Jesus.
This is because we
yay! Got...
This is because we're...
Will you get your hand on that black baby's
that
ass?
What's a soothsayer?
You know, a guy who says some sooths.
Do they like the band Yaysayer? Stop. Give me the fucking thing. It's
get
weird.
That away from her.
Stop doing that.
I cannot be interviewed in this fashion.
I love that.
What's your favorite Bible verse?
Oh my god.
We found out our new fetish. Black baby doctor puppet fetish.
That's your favorite fetish.
Yeah, well, who's this we?
What is your favorite
the royal
fetish?
We.
Yeah, it is the royal we.
My favorite fetish? Podcasting. Like this one.
At 2319.
Holy shit, Merle.
Every Monday?
I like.
Not every Monday. Well, every Monday we do have events. Every Monday and Tuesday.
And who doesn't like an event?
Although, this Monday,
y'all
we got
some events in Elgin.
They don't. They
Renee,
come to
what's
Chicago.
What's going on this Monday?
Jesus.
Oh, can I tell you the funniest thing anyone...
yes.
When I first moved to the city, not the funniest thing anyone ever
then
said.
Then shut up!
No. No, but when
Whoop is the funniest thing
This is your cover.
That's your favorite event.
Yeah. She got the lady to laugh.
Are you kidding me?
Poop. Close down poop. A whole block.
Just say poop. Poop. People will laugh.
The funniest thing anyone ever poop. Said was poop.
The...
No, you gotta say it all.
And... Period. Blood.
Poop.
On the ground.
What? If
on the dance floor. On the dance floor.
An album by
a famous Michael Jackson remix album.
Us, an album by
All right, go ahead. Peter say Gabriel. Your boring That's story now said. Since I said poop.
Gabriel, an archangel, who sent a...
Archangel, a character in X-Men.
X-Men, what you used to be before you got the operation.
X-Men, the nickname of Xavier McDaniel, Seattle Supersonic.
Really? Super Just Sonic? Tell your boring story that's
I
not
will
about
kill your throat!
It's not about poop.
Sonic, a restaurant. Is there a Sonic in Elgin?
There's one in a town over.
Is there a hedgehog?
There is one. How is it?
Is there a Culver's?
I've been there once, and the women are on roller skates, and I ate some tater tots.
Great. Oh my god, I want one
roller skates.
So you let her tell that story,
there's
and I said
nothing,
that the funniest thing
like
ever. Like, no, I want to hear about roller skates and tater tots. Everything's
actually, yeah.
Roller skates and tater tots with you people.
I want
to live in Elgin.
That is more exciting than what you said.
I didn't even say what I said.
Tater tot roller skates.
No, I want the soda that's infused with cherry.
Are the skates tater tots?
No, they're real skates with women.
Are you
ride
saying
them with tater tots?
Are they attractive women?
No, they're children.
Are they
I want
sad
a butterburger.
Women?
They're children.
Are they sad children?
They're 15-year-old
with
children.
With mustaches.
Do they wear baby doctor suits? Don't pull it down anymore. Your prop time is over.
They all look like Tommy Davidson.
Why don't you choose a podcast to premiere your prop comedy work? That's my question.
Because I thought I could...
Improv, baby. Use your skills. Zip, zap, zap.
I was thinking I could fully explain.
Now, come on.
People
really?
People would understand what baby...
You didn't even try. You just bring it down and shut
Do they have Sonic in Chicago?
No. We don't.
We're like
you guys have the commercials for them.
Yes, we do.
Yes, just taunting us.
This was a problem in Elgin forever.
There is. Then why are you moving?
Big problem.
Why are you moving then? What's so great about... What's your story, James?
So what's your
question?
Stupid
and
funny
then
story.
You
Go
didn't
ahead.
Answer quickly.
You didn't finish the question.
Go ahead, James.
Well, cut me off.
What's so funny about it?
Cut yourself off.
I didn't. See, you just did.
James, come on. Just tell your story.
James.
It wasn't a story, James. And the time has passed. And I've moved on because I live in the moment of podcasting.
That is so funny.
The future.
So funny. Apparently it's not that funny.
No, not now. Great host.
Are your
Are
parents
you really?
Going to hear your album?
I hope not.
Do you think they will?
Do they know you made an album?
No.
Yeah,
they
do
know
you
your
talk
comic,
to them?
Right?
Yeah. Huh?
When was the last time you talked to your mother?
When I was strangling her to death in a creek.
When was the last time you talked to your
father?
I
mean baptizing her. I baptized her.
Say when was the last time you talked to your father?
With my dick. With his dick.
Oh, okay.
My
so
knee.
That was last week.
My lower dick. Which is my knee.
Lower dick.
Which is my knee.
Yeah, it's at his kneecap. On the other side. It gets into all kinds of trouble.
This is a behind the scenes episode.
Where we learn about your dick kneecaps.
No, let's find out. Come on. Come on, James Fritz. You put out an album.
Interview style. Come on, James Fritz.
You put out an album. I'm like Oprah. James Fritz.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You're exactly like Oprah. Now give me money.
Now give him a free car.
Every time I want to see Jimmy Kimmel, I see you instead in Chicago.
Aww.
So, because in Oprah, like, they both have an hour.
I have a two. Yeah.
Third largest market.
I have a connection to him, by the way.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
Him and
What's the connection?
Where I used to work.
Where'd you work?
The Loop.
She worked at the Loop, which is located where?
At the Loop.
At the Merchandise Mart, which is not in the Loop.
It is in the Loop.
Your whole channel is a liar.
It's
the beginning.
Lot. No, it's not a beginning.
The Merchandise Mart?
No, that's not the beginning of the Loop. The river. There's a river separating.
Okay, it's before the
fucking. Do you like
river.
When I sound condescending?
I'm going to punch you in the face. I did some Jillian Michaels workouts before I came here today.
Who's that?
So, really? How does no one know? Jesus Christ.
I stopped masturbating to Jillian's
She's
X-Files
a manly looking...
season 5.
That's about 99.
Yep.
All right, anyway. Yeah.
That was my last Jillian.
I have like a second degree
Jigillion?
I used to work
Jigillion.
With... I used to work with
Jigillion
this
Jillians.
You what?
Worked with the robot.
I worked with this roommate.
Whose roommate?
Ken
roommate?
Voss.
Whose roommate
Who's
is roommate? That?
Ken Voss.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Used to be Jimmy Kimmel's roommate.
Oh,
back
my
in
God.
College.
Great
they had a radio
story.
Show.
Really?
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
They had a radio show.
We're a blue. Now we got an explicit rating.
Thanks
a lot.
Yeah, because
sorry,
I'm
kids.
You.
Too bad you can't listen to Magic. Johnson.
You, me, them, and everyone over the age of 18. That's not the name of the show.
Now it is, James. Thank you for bringing that to light. Guiding light.
Was a,
I can't ever sleep at night.
Okay, that's just a confession.
Because of the monsters in your mind?
Monster.
You got mind monsters.
Okay, James Fritz in your mind. I'm sorry.
Just saying you got mind monsters.
Motherfucker got mind monsters.
So,
Really? So
what were we about to talk about?
I don't know. You derailed James's story.
What was your stupid fucking story?
You are just like Oprah.
Oh, okay. James.
I would love it if Oprah said that. Like one time. So what was your stupid fucking story? Oh, you were helping eight babies and shit?
I don't think you're real.
I'm hungry. Fuck off.
No, they'd be like, James Fritz!
No, we got that. You already did that.
I know. Well, go ahead.
There's no story! It was one fucking line that had a pertained to something 7 minutes ago and it's gone.
7 minutes in heaven.
Alright.
Alright, well then this just means I have to give away cars to everyone here.
You have to what?
Everyone gets a car!
Oh, cool, so I can get a ride home.
Yeah.
You don't get a car!
We're cabin this, buddy.
You don't get a car! You don't get a car either.
Oh, you're like that mean Oprah. You just
tell no one gets a car.
You invite 200 poor people to your studio and tell them what they don't get.
No one gets a car. Sorry.
You're in a loveless marriage.
You want to get married, James?
Yes, but we can't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That one guy would let us marry shoes.
That guy.
You
that
can go to Virginia. Or where can you get married?
Meet Virginia is a song by Train.
I hate you.
Anyway.
I hate
California?
I hate me too.
No, go to California.
Please stop me, fans.
I'm gonna miss you.
Fans of the show, please end this.
Oh, by the way, where
every
are you
promo
going?
We've done for like the past 3 months has been me like, I'm gonna kill myself on stage. Come and see it.
Not the
and
one
no
I
one,
did. Or I forgot.
And
anyone
no one's
up?
Doing it.
Did anyone show up to see you commit suicide?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't happen.
Nope. I'm
we
a
actually
ghost,
heard
Dad.
At one point where we told
never
people.
Never happened.
No, we actually tell people at one point.
I guess the answer is that since you're here.
I'm a ghost, comma,
no,
wait, Dad.
No, we told people at
also,
one point.
Also, the movie Ghost Dad was a movie.
No, wait, we told people at one
ghost
point
Dad.
During the live show that if they donated enough money, he would stab himself, and no one donated enough.
Oh, well, maybe they didn't want to buy it.
No, I think they wanted to. They were just cheap.
Artie Lang killed himself on a real radio show.
Yeah,
Artie
and he didn't
Lang.
Even die.
Huh?
Is he dead yet?
I'm out. I'm
Artie
out.
Lang.
Is he dead yet?
I know.
No, he's alive.
Wow.
No, he didn't.
No, wait.
No, he didn't, like,
kill himself
he
on
tried
the show.
To... No, he wasn't on the
he
show.
He did it after the fact.
Thanks.
Which makes no sense. Why would you do it
glad
on
you were
the
there
show?
To clarify.
Yo! Calm down. Calm down. Calm down, everybody.
I've been hearing that all night.
Calm.
I don't think I've been rowdy.
Oh, man. We've been quietly sedating you with needles.
Calm.
And pills.
Down. Pills with a Z. Merle, how was your day?
When are you crazy kids gonna admit that you're in love?
We're in love with each other in terms of food. We've already
yeah.
discussed this on the last show.
Yeah, we did.
I've seen 9.5 weeks. You can fuck with food.
Ugh.
How long have you?
Not with that attitude.
He's like my brother. It's disgusting.
Fuck
I'm
your
brother. I don't know my dad, so we might be related.
No.
You guys look. I mean, it's uncanny.
I know.
It cannot be canned. You could try to put it in a can. But it would explode
can,
with
can.
Did you just get your mind blown when I took my glasses off?
Oh, I just fell in love. It's candlelight. It does weird things to it.
I'm Brandon again.
Oh, I'm off.
Yeah, Brandon again.
I like Mark Wahlberg as an actor, but not a musician.
Hey, how's your mother?
It's just famous.
Or wait, how does it go?
Wait. I want to be. What made your brain think of Mark Wahlberg all
hey,
of a sudden?
Say hello to your mother. That is the worst Mark Wahlberg impression, but apparently everyone's cracking up, so I'll take it.
I loved it.
Good times with good friends. Good beers and
good
bros.
Say hello to your mother for me. Say hello to your mother.
No, that last one wasn't bad.
That was perfect.
The smoke wall.
She's smiling. You can see the smile.
Favorite Mark Wahlberg movie?
Rockstar. Hands.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh my god, the best part hands at the end is down. They roll the credits and then they play.
No, hands up.
Set no up. Credits, right?
Heads up, set
no, they fucking put Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. When you're watching the credits,
do you know, part, do you know any songs?
I never made it to the credits.
Are you kidding me?
Sing it.
That's a
hello
fun drinking game movie.
Sing it.
Come on, come on.
Feel it. Feel it.
Feel the vibrations.
That means his penis.
Vibrations.
He was in a Beach Boys cover band.
Like a man writing a song that a
he
woman
didn't
would
write that song.
But it's like a woman. It's like
with
a
Jesse in the reference.
It's like a song.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
It's like a song. Shut the fuck up. It's like a song a woman would write to her dildo. And like he recorded
it. Feel it, feel it.
Come on,
feel
come
the
on
vibrations.
There was a love letter to him from his Calvin Klein underwear ad.
Ooh. Women don't write songs to their dildos.
Women don't write songs.
No, they just abuse the shit out of
them. They're muses, and that's all you can be.
The band muse, there it is. Yep. You think I like this? You think I don't want to stay on topic?
Easy.
I can't be easy, like Sunday morning.
Calm down. Calm down.
What?
There was a topic.
Tell him to calm down.
Calm down.
You calm down.
Calm down.
Calm down.
What was the topic? Really? You're not gonna edit this in any way?
Why would I edit
should
gold?
We count down like one.
To what?
Cash for gold.
And this is where we edit.
Edit.
This is where we edit. This is where we edit.
Come on, James
Fritz. James Fritz's keep turning down the
candle.
Yeah, turn that candle down.
You should.
There's only two positions on a candle.
Up and down.
Yep.
You don't fuck the candle.
You don't.
No, that's Smokey.
Smokey the bear. Like would say you don't fuck the candle.
I like the smoke.
Smokey the Bear only did that because he was court ordered.
Court ordered what? Smokey. Smokey.
Is that true?
The only person in the history of the world.
Does Smokey the Bear wear overalls?
Come on, think about it. He was only Smokey for a reason. He had a 9-foot bong.
What?
The hell is she talking about?
Smokey the Bandit had a 9-foot bong.
I don't remember that in the movie.
Smokey the Bear.
No, there's BJ and the Bear. Smokey and the Bandit.
No,
Smokey
but Smokey
the, bear.
The Bandit Bear.
Smokey the
hung out with Little Black Doctor.
Campfire Vacations.
And they had campfire vacations.
Campfire Vacations.
On a kayak.
Thank you, Brian.
Which doesn't make sense because the fire would burn through the kayak.
All the bears.
And the bear.
Got high with all of them.
And Lance Briggs crashed his car.
Did you smoke a lot of weed, man?
On the highway. Yeah, Merle, let's talk about your drug use.
Actually, I've tried
that's
many
a yes
time. No, I've tried so many times, and never do I get high. I just get hungry. I can do that on my own.
Well, you beat the system.
Way to be a human.
I can be hungry.
I've
on
been
my
hungry every
own
day. Sometimes no I need sleep.
No, seriously. No, seriously.
We wrote a 30 Rock skit just now.
I've done it. I've done it many a time.
Is that your spec?
No, you've done it wrong if you've never gotten high.
Well, yeah,
drugs.
And every time I'm just hungry. Is that all I get? Because I mean, really, seriously, I can do that on my own.
I get.
I do it on my own. I don't need
that's
to
a Buzzcocks
I don't need
song
to yeah smoke anything to be hungry.
You hear a Drew Michael skit. What's a Drew
Michael?
Are we ripping
name
off a Drew Michael?
No.
What, that I can't get high and I just eat? Well, that was my thing.
Nope. That's his.
That's his.
You're a thief.
Oh, fuck.
That's
joke thief.
Do I have to pay him some
yep
sort of royalty?
Yep.
Well, he would say yes.
Well, whatever. I can't. I just
don't whatever
seriously
me.
Insider baseball.
Seriously, I can't do it.
Do what? Get
I was
high?
Just get hungry.
Okay, I don't care.
Well, you asked.
I didn't ask.
I did ask, and you're doing it wrong.
Well, I guess I am. I've tried it many a way. Although
many
I
away
many a way.
Although I say if I eat it, I'll probably, you know.
Well, that
best
takes
of
care
both worlds.
Yeah.
Well, no.
You're hungry. Eat it.
No one's giving it.
James,
to me.
I saw you last night. Very late at night.
In his room. Naked.
That's not funny. That's not. We can make a fuck joke anytime. Why make fuck jokes?
Why make fuck joke?
Because you were staring
at that's God.
Indian, that's his Indian name.
Why make fuck joke?
Why make fuck joke?
Why make fuck joke says.
Did you see James last night?
Yeah, I saw you too, Colleen. Watch your eyes.
I don't
from
like
now
your
on
judgmental tone.
And I
got, saw you guys.
I was at an open mic very late.
So wait,
and I had, shut up, please.
I was going to say, my question is, what did you do there?
Which place did you see us?
I saw you at Jack's place.
Yikes.
Which is Jack in the Box.
Yikes.
I saw you guys.
Oh, wish. You got Jack in the Box.
You.
We don't remember seeing you.
You, Merle, you got high and then wanted to go to Jack in the Box.
We drove to LA.
It was a good time.
Did we go all the way to California for that?
Got it.
You saw us at Jack's.
California, a state, a song by Red Hot Chili Peppers, another
a
song.
A career by Red Hot Chili Peppers. California Dreaming! Okay, I saw you, James Fritz, and Colleen.
Yes.
Not James's Fritz, but Colleen.
Yes. No, I had my Fritz at home.
Very late at night.
Sure. They were sleeping.
You
I
looked,
keep them in a little pocket.
You looked out of it. You did not look.
Why are you putting my business on the
Just
street?
Wait! Let
you
it
do not.
Let it go. I go home.
I saw you.
An hour later.
State, crying into a homeless woman's vagina.
An hour later, you were in Elgin with a vagina. But 45 minutes prior to that, I get a text message saying that you went on stage and murdered.
From whom?
Chris. From Kristen Wiig.
Oh, I didn't know she was scouting.
She is scouting right now in Chicago. All you Chicago comics, get out there right now.
Get
now. Get. Play those improv games in front of a crowd. Make everyone feel awkward and smile a lot. And don't have any real problems. Okay.
And never break the fourth wall. And realize your audience is not having fun.
Don't admit when things are going poorly. Like me.
Great
like
new improv duo, by the way.
My things going poorly? Money came in.
Teenager of the Year. Check them out. Book them for shit. They're funny. And they hate improv.
But they're an improv group.
Yeah.
Teenager
well, improv and sketch. And they hate like the whole...
Teenager of the Year.
Yeah.
I'll check them
funny.
Out.
They're
funny.
They're good. Late 20s.
Good. Where do they usually go? Where'd you see them?
I saw them at a playground. I did a show with them at playground.
And, was it the Ophie show or something?
No, it was a Friday show last Friday.
Okay. And seriously, like, you could...
Yeah, I love
you
them.
Will vouch
I
for
love
them.
Them. I
Teenager
love them.
Of the Year.
Yeah.
Check them out, people.
They're fun.
Okay.
And they hate all the rules and all the bullshit.
The reason why I bring up...
Of, like, improv...
The open mic thing is, the whole night was awful.
Shut up, Ice Machine!
The whole night was just... Fucking awful! Not one funny comment the entire night. What? I know. Don't I know?
What does she mean?
4-0. I don't know what that means. I'm very busy. I get a text message. You killed. You can be funny a night you black out. How do you do that?
First of all,
drink a lot.
No proof I blacked out.
Is it?
It's all hearsay from you.
Hearsay.
Hairspray. You watch the movie Hairspray.
Every night. To get funny.
The musical or the original?
Both.
Same time,
and then
different
I go,
times.
And then
scene
I,
to scene. How do you watch the movie?
And if there's a live performance in town, I'll go check that out.
Okay. Too. Will you bring a little DVD player and watch the film? Which film would you watch during the musical, Hairspray?
The musical.
Okay. You watch musical or musical?
I try to sync them.
And then do you listen to the audiobook of...
The what?
The audiobook of... The original film Hairspray.
Mm-hmm.
So you got three formats going on. Is that what it takes to be funny?
Yes, three hairsprays.
Three different hairsprays. Okay. Colleen.
Yes.
How many hairsprays do you like in comedy?
In comedy?
In comedy. Not drama. Johnny, drama.
How many hairsprays?
Hairsprays. It's a simple...
Answer the question!
I don't like any hairsprays in comedy.
Okay. Ooh. Is that why you're not a comic?
No.
Are you a comic?
Not at all.
Why not? Is that because you don't like hairsprays?
I love hairsprays.
You just lied to the listener.
Wow.
Because 20 seconds ago... Nay!
Wait, has this got you, journalism?
This is journalism.
And
film criticism. Mo witticisms.
And jism.
Question.
Merle burp-isms.
Question.
That was a pussy-ass burp.
What do you think of pussy-ass burps? Go.
Not that it smells
go.
Like pussy and ass. That's
love burping.
You love burping. Pussy-ass
she
burps.
She does love burping.
Love burps.
If anyone listens to this, it just sounds like the ramblings of the end.
We're drunk.
No, we're not wasted. This is my third...
We are.
No.
No, that's his brain.
This This is me.
Is it just me?
You've seen... We spent days in a van together. I'm worse. Literally, you add up the
it's
hours.
It's like that episode of Breaking Bad where...
That's the thing.
Oh, okay, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not apologizing. I am apologizing to you. Because I was giving you shit earlier for not watching Mad Men, and I know that Breaking Bad will be amazing. It's different, man. What? It's different.
Hey, Matt?
Listen. For the listener in your ear, the females have walked away, which means we should probably end this.
Nope.
Okay, this
time
is part
to get real.
One. What do you think about getting real?
Really? On the fence? Men are talking?
Oh, great. And there they come back yelling.
Really?
Oh, fuck yourself.
Don't you have pussies to sweep and mop?
I think that's your job.
To sweep and mop pussy. That's a good line.
Apparently,
I'm
no.
a hip-hop star. I'm going to sweep
no,
and mop
you
your pussy.
So we're going to do it.
Cat.
You what?
Because I'm allergic to cats.
What? Huh?
Cats.
You just gave us
the musical.
The cat what?
You have
do you miss your kitty cat?
I do miss my cat. I wake up every day thinking it's gone. And I hear, I think I got mice or rats in my apartment.
What's his name?
Mao.
Oh. Why?
Because he wouldn't answer anything but Mao. Because he was a stray.
Oh.
Mao.
His name is Mao. He looks like
mouse.
My cat's big brother.
Yep. He's fat. He's a fat cat.
So is mine.
He took all the bailout money.
Is he in
money.
Washington?
He took the Washington.
He's in Washington.
He's a Washington general.
He's a
liar.
Are you
going
to leave your cat in Chicago?
No, he's in Washington already. He's in D.C., everybody.
His cat is a lobbyist for...
Jack Abramoff is my cat.
No, his cat is a lobbyist for litter advocacy groups.
Kitty litter, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. I mean, really.
No one's pro-litter.
No. Well, of course everyone's pro-litter. What's wrong with you? What?
Those were a lot
Who's
of questions.
Against litter? James is Fritz.
By the way, I'm leaving. This is every night here at the Hungry Brain. Just watch Merle lose her fucking mind, scream about unemployment checks, and just see the magic happen.
No unemployment. I have not. I don't work.
What?
I don't work.
Like well with others?
No, I don't work. I don't work.
What are you doing
I'm
on the
working.
Other side?
I'm
of,
not working. What are you talking about? I'm not working right now.
Then why are you? Then you're just.
I'm not anywhere. I'm not working. I'm unemployed. I don't work.
Say it again, and I might believe it.
I
might believe it.
Work. I'm not working right now.
You think I like this? I want to turn it off,
not
man.
Working. I don't work right now.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Unemployed right now, so I don't work.
Why are we doing this?
I don't know. This is just like when the white stripes formed. You two together.
I got a drum. There's a drum downstairs we could use if we want to be the white stripes.
Oh, my God. Like we got to get out of here. All right, let's plug some shit.
You, me, them, everybody, live! 2319 West Belmont. Who are the guests? Brandon.
A burp. And Elizabeth Moore.
Sean Flannery. Sean
Flannery.
He's going to make us laugh.
Sean
and
Flannery.
What's our last thing?
A ghost story that will probably be awful. So
great,
come
great,
and check
great.
It out.
Awesome. Yes, that's what
really?
I'm supposed to do.
Really? Do you ever want to go to the show? Every fucking show. This is going to be great. No, this might be fucking awful. I will vouch for Flannery. Flannery's
yeah,
going to fucking
really
kill
good.
It. I've never seen him do a bad set. And Elizabeth Moore is a very intelligent
yeah,
woman, and I'm nervous to interview
just
her.
Let's not have anybody show up.
She's not an activist, very smart person.
Just don't even come.
She's
why
currently
come?
Actually
come?
Doing a blog on Vocalo Revision Street, which is essentially... She's shut up, James!
Blog.
Stop pretending to be dumb. She's doing what Stud Circle did.
But
which,
how will the audience identify with me?
There you go.
Stud Circle had a blog?
Why do you got to do that? How was that funny? How was that anything
it
but me?
It got quiet, didn't it? Going for quiet.
Is the band breaking up?
And Old Man Benton.
That's what might suck.
What's
oh,
an
and that's what you
Benton?
Say on your your own fucking blog and promoting your own goddamn show. Let's just underestimate everybody.
Yeah, so when you come,
what's
you'll be,
old,
wow.
What's an old,
yeah,
that's a
gonna
horrible
come.
Marketing strategy, by the way.
I disagree.
By the way,
no, Pizza Hut
store.
Is like, our pizza tastes like dog shit. Try it.
You might.
No, see, I disagree.
Thank you.
No,
thank you very much.
This is the first
this
act.
Is, I hope this doesn't come out before our
No, it's coming
show.
Out. It's
oh,
coming
awesome.
Out. You'll all
great.
Hear it.
Wonderful.
I want it to be great.
Go ahead, Brandon. Tell them. What's going on?
I'm
going
to do that right now if you don't interrupt me.
You don't interrupt me!
It's too bad, because that's what I do.
Ooh, that's some sass. Okay.
We guys consummate.
This is
right.
The first act that I didn't book. This is your booking.
Put up his ass.
This is your booking.
Yeah, that's how you make a baby.
Merle, this is your first booking. Do you know that?
Oh, who?
Old Man Benton presents a ghost
story.
What
is Old Man Benton?
Exactly. What is Old Man Benton, as Merle?
Is it really an
it's
old man?
Multimedia story.
No, I was really wanting a crazy old man.
Be quiet! Just shut up!
I really want
We're
a
flying Fax Douglas back in. He's going to read the Stax record list.
Isn't he here?
It's a ghost story. It's a story of when I was relevant.
Go?
Will you buy me a piece of pie?
I thought he was still here.
For
Where'd
a poem.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. I don't care.
No, how do you not know?
Because I don't care.
I thought that was your thing, Chicago man.
Because I don't check out the 80 Club in Austin.
Actually, that's what he does.
Actually, yeah, she's right. Here's the point.
I took a while.
This might be amazing, this might be awful, but this is something you want to see live. Do you like the plug now?
Is Colleen going to be there?
No.
You tell me.
Actually, because that's useless.
How is that useless?
Just do it right.
Do it right? I am doing it right. You know why? Because it's my recorder, so it's always right.
We're going to be in the green room. It's been great being a guest.
Oh, great. James, let's plug some of your stuff. This will come out Sunday. Or Monday. Let's plug away!
Go ahead, what do you want to plug?
Oh, I was just at the Edison Park Comedy Fest yesterday. And then 2 and 3 days prior, I was at the Red Bar Comedy Club.
Right, you should probably tell them things that are before the or in the future. That's
the future. Is the start of a Disturbed song.
Oh, yeah. Is that what is Disturbed?
Do you
now?
Get
you're
down with
band?
The sickness of comedy?
Is that what that is?
Oh, never make that sound again, please.
Oh. Do it again.
Oh, I like when you do Jiminy Glick.
I love Jiminy Glick.
I do too. Underrated comedy is shit.
That's proof positive Martin Short is a fucking smart, funny dude.
Yeah, I never liked him before that. And I was like,
what's
that's
that movie he did
about.
Where he
I kinda
was
wanna
a
re-examine
child.
All of it.
Yeah. It's still funny. Me and my friend like
not Glick, but like all of Martin Short's previous shit.
What's the movie where he was a child in it?
Clifford! Not
really?
Dad!
Oh, come on, he had the fucking dinosaur.
The big red dog.
Stefan. That's the dinosaur.
Stefan is the dinosaur,
buddy. Stefan the dinosaur.
You know the name of the dinosaur in the movie Clifford?
I do.
What are you doing, Fritz?
What's
your album called?
I was just farting. Oh.
The album is called Deflated, and you were there too, right? All three of us were there for the live
That was fucking
taping.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It was, I've never seen...
Fantastic.
You had
something
a baby.
Like that.
You had a baby that
Even
night.
Though, yeah.
Holy
you,
shit.
I brought you to full term.
You did.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens
it's
when people listen to your
You comments. Know how you know... you might like babies. This, but the listener doesn't care. I've never seen that many local comics laugh at another local comic.
Well, I paid them.
That was amazing.
Well, my favorite was that you went to the back because you knew your laugh is so unique, you didn't want to hear it the whole time.
Yeah, I went to the back of the room. I felt bad for
no one wants
taping.
A good loud laugh on a comedy table.
It would have overpowered you.
Yes, but it literally would have been like, what's your
it's
laugh?
It's so funny. I hate
I wouldn't
my
have been
laugh.
Able to go what's on like laugh? James Brown.
Ha! It's awful.
That, you would have heard that.
I heard it again.
Yeah, you heard it. You
I was
knew
doing
it was
that
me.
Track listening thing
oh my
like
God.
The other day.
I'm
like,
sorry.
Did it pick up?
I heard it like once, maybe, but
good.
Like. No,
I kept
but
doing
I,
this. I kept covering my
no,
mouth.
No, but I'm. Well, thank you.
Well, I mean.
I heard it. I was. Like, singer row.
But I heard my friend Damien and Julia Olson, you know her laugh, like, fucking...
Yeah.
It was kind of fun to hear, though.
I just don't want to be that annoying guy in the first row. I was in the first fucking row, and I was
although,
like, this is
that was my
idea.
Favorite. No one wanted to sit in front of us. I was second row.
It's because I'm a spitter.
No one wanted to sit there because they're like... Everyone makes fun of the first row. We don't.
Yeah, that's what they do on live albums. They just do a lot of crowd work.
Did
yeah.
and called everyone in the front row a juggalo. So
that's true.
I think that was you.
No,
it
wasn't
me.
It was two
I was
errors.
In the back.
No,
you're
two
such
errors.
A
Beth?
No, it was
the other girl.
Marty.
Shit.
The other girl?
Oh, I'm
Beth so
bad. No.
The comic that lives in like Vegas or LA now.
LA.
No. It's not. It's.
What? Why do you? Allison Lieber?
Oh,
wait,
fuck.
What?
I don't remember her name. Yeah.
This is not good radio. What are you doing? You're whispering in front of us.
This is just gonna.
I will dip this in my blood. Yes.
Oh, Lisa Traeger, everybody. Lisa Traeger.
It was her and her friends. And it was funny because they were like, we don't want to sit here because
oh, yeah.
gonna, like, they're going to make fun of us. But
I like Lisa.
I love Lisa. Well, no, it was like her and her friends.
Right, and her friend, like, Julia is one of
but
her friends.
But literally everybody who, like, people walked over and was like, no, we don't want to sit in the front. People would make fun of us. And they would walk, you know, they walk back.
But they had to sit there because it was filled with capacity.
No seats. Yeah!
See, that's the fake enthusiasm bullshit. The ghost story thing might suck. Let's be honest.
Well, who's gonna woo for that? It's a ghost story.
They'll go woo.
Really? People are gonna woo.
That's how you.
That's
how you cheer for a ghost story.
That's your praise for a ghost story.
How many? I'll bet you $5 that minimum five people come up to me that night and go, "Oh, there's a ghost story," and they'll go, "Ooh, $5."
Why would they do that?
$5.
$5. You want to make
$5? No, I don't.
I'd like
because I know no one's going to do betting? That. Are you coming?
Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be?
Coming?
Let's plug. You're going to be here on Tuesday night. You're going to be at the Hungry Bird on Tuesday night for the Best of the Depression Hour.
Yeah, I'll be at Chuck earlier. I have to do a bullshit Halloween character.
Are you really doing that?
I've got 5 days. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Do this character!
What's everyone going to be for Halloween?
An adult?
Transient. And people
I'm
could see you, Colleen, on March 1st when you move to Chicago. Until
true,
then, you'll
true.
Be with racist people in Elgin.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Or Sleepy Hollow, apparently.
No.
Sleepy Hollow is also racist, everybody.
Oh, come on. What are you going to be for Halloween?
The city of Chicago, not racist in the least.
Nope.
Oh, of course not.
Leslie, nope, everybody.
That big-ass highway in the way. That's
big-ass highway of racism.
Stop people from...
It's a Joni Mitchell song, right?
That's
holy shit!
That's parking lots.
Yep. What?
Because you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Now we gotta pay for that. Thanks a lot.
No, that wasn't recognized.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Parking lot.
So does every podcast just peter out, or?
Yeah, pretty much. Smoothly.
So seriously, what are you gonna be for Halloween?
I'm not being anything.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You know what I'm going to be for Halloween? The best me I can be.
That's right. Every day you wake
only
up and say
Halloween,
that.
Only on Halloween, apparently.
It's Jeffrey Dahmer.
So I'm going to wear skins of others!
He did that?
I don't know.
He just ate them.
He would have gotten that.
I'm sure he did.
He's not Ed Gein.
He was a skull.
He's no Ed Gein.
Is that your favorite?
Nobody
Ed
has.
Gein's the
well,
one.
He did, like, kind of.
All right, real quick, Ron Robin.
All right.
Favorite serial killer, Merle, you first.
Robin Quivers.
Ed Gein.
Ed Gein. Colleen.
Oh, I love me some Ed Gein, too.
Ed Gein is in the lead right now, 2-0.
He made fucking, like, lampshades out of people's
love
skin.
It.
Come on.
Love
James.
He was DIY.
That's pretty good. That's
favorite
pretty.
Serial
DIY.
Killer.
To be honest, Dahmer's pretty interesting.
He just ate people. Fuck him. He put him in the
just
freezer.
Just ate people.
Saved him
no, but
later.
The best Dahmer story is like they caught the naked kid.
Oh, the one who,
running, and
the
they cops
who,
brought him back to his house and they let him back in.
Oh, he's
that's
no,
pretty interesting.
Lisa Trigger's got a great bit about
right.
it.
But
is,
I, you know, what I like.
Your favorite?
I like Zodiac. I like Zodiac Killer.
You're the Zodiac Killer.
I like the mystery.
And my favorite serial killer is
and
me.
The movie.
I'm a serial killer, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful evening. Go to youmethemeverybody.com. For more stuff, right?
Oh, this is
yeah.
my book.
There's
a
more
right
there. Wait,
I have
you
little
kill?
Hands.
Oh, fuck. I kill the crowd every night.
Oh, comedy.
With laughs or
murder?
Literally?
With knives.
Oh.
It's a lot of
have
knives.
Have a good night, folks.
No, I've seen the crowd you draw.
It's
not
that's
nice.
Pretty high average.
Like it's like 2-3 knives.
Yeah.
Bring back that guy that has free food. I love it.
Yeah,
free food guy, everybody. Free food guy.
.com.
All right.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.